Monday night after Sukkot, Tovshin Ayin Aleph, Chavos Vavos, Shara Pitachon. We're starting Perek Vav, and again, this is a difficult Perek because the Chavos Vavos devotes an entire Perek. I have to give a Hakdama here. You have to understand. It's hard for people to accept what the Chavos Vavos says in this Perek. The Chavos Vavos in this Perek spends the whole Perek decrying and railing against people who say that before they can start their spiritual lives, they have to have enough money in the bank for the rest of their lives. In other words, if you read it in a more superficial way, it's almost as if he's talking against putting aside an IRA, putting aside a retirement fund. He's not really. What he's talking about is people who are obsessed with the idea. In other words, let's say a person has a job and he has enough to, what he's talking against, the person has a job and he makes enough money to live. So let's say he should devote 2 hours a day to learning. That's what his schedule would allow him to do. Two, maybe three, no mishane, could be 15 minutes also. Whatever his schedule allows him to do. It could be 4 hours, it could be 20 minutes. Instead of doing that, or instead of davening with a minion, or instead of giving tzedakah, he's like, no, I gotta have enough money till I die. So that's a lack of bitachon. That obsession, where he calls it ba'alei mashkonos, people who want a security deposit from Hashem. They demand a security deposit. Before they do what Hashem wants them to do, devote a significant part of their lives to spiritual pursuits, right? Although this is fine with people working. The whole Sefer is talking about people who go to work for a living. But you have to know what life's all about. So you have to devote yourself to spiritual pursuits. So instead of doing that, I gotta have a mashkon from Hashem. He calls them balei mashkonos, people who demand the security deposits from Hashem. And the security deposit is, I have to have enough money for the rest of my life. What am I gonna live on when I retire? So he talks about the foolhardiness of that in Perek Vav. For isi laharos pnei sechlusam. I have the other translation. Oh, here we are. V'hinei harishon me'ofani ha'tshuva negdo b'meshe omar. I'm going to cut them down. I'm going to show how foolish they are. He counts out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ways in which they're being illogical and foolish. V'hinei harishon, number 1, me'ofani ha'tshuva negdo. We're on page Kuf Samach Aleph, Perek Shishi. Meshe Omar, I'll talk very bluntly. Atoham, you don't want to have bitachon. Hashem's going to take care of you. Hashem's not going to abandon you. Again, he's not talking about someone that has money, and let's say instead of spending it, he has Baruch Hashem extra money. So after he makes enough money to live on, he puts away for his retirement. That's fine. But if he puts away for his retirement, instead of giving tzedakah, instead of giving any tzedakah, right? I can't lend money to people. I need it for my retirement. That's what he's talking about. I call it an obsession. I call it at the expense of ruchnius. He's talking about. They need a mashkin from Hashem. That's the mindset he's talking about. That is definitely a lack of bitachon. Hashem is going to take care of you. Hashem is quite capable of taking care of you in your retirement. And he says, who says you're going to reach retirement? You're going to give up your spiritual life because of your retirement. Who says you're ever going to make it there? No guarantee. So we'll see. We'll take it slow. First of all, I'll tell the fellow, Atoham Mestapik Bigzeris Hashem, you're not sure that Hashem is going to take care of you. He talks very harsh words here. because in effect, a person with who lacks bitachon is doubting Hashem's ability. We saw that, you know, the part of the development of bitachon is being aware of Hashem's omnipotence. Hashem can do anything. There's nothing stopping Hashem. So if you doubt that, you want to be sure. So you want to put money in the bank enough to last you. Asher avad or sichlo, you lost your seichel. V'kovam or tivunaso, you extinguished. He's talking lashonos. You lost your mind. You lost your intelligence. V'his gabrus cheshchas yitzar olav. You're letting your yitzhara get the better of you. Your yitzhara is like making you panic, making you be afraid. Him ein min aroy l'chol avakesh v'lo kachas mashkon miyirivcho v'chavercho asher ein lo shlita olecha v'ein pukudoso muvutzos b'cha. When do you take security from someone? When you're in charge, when someone wants something from you, you take security from them to make sure they're going to pay you back. Abul hasachir, but let's say you, Mr. Manrix hires a worker here. And the worker says, you know, okay, thank you for the job. Thank you for hiring me. But I want a deposit from you to make sure you're going to pay me my wages. We'll throw him out on the set. You want a deposit from me? I'm the boss. You're the worker. I should want a deposit from you that you're going to do your work. The person in charge, Hashem's in charge. What are you asking Hashem for, a security deposit? Abul hasokir, kasher nisker etzalachem b'bnei odom, ein ro'i lo l'mashke nesokro. You don't ask the person that hired you for security that he's going to pay you. He's the boss. He's hiring you. You thank him and go do your work, and he'll pay you. Before you do any work, you say, you know, I'll come to work tomorrow. I'll be at 9 a.m. But first, I want the deposit in the bank. I want you to put the money in escrow. I want you to put my salary in escrow. You won't find anybody saying that. Forget about a hired worker. Let's say you have a slave, a servant. He says, give me a mashkin, you're going to give me breakfast tomorrow. You're an Eved. What do you mean? You're going to go do my work because you're an Eved. I'll give you breakfast. Don't worry. I want you to live. I want you to have what you need. It's in my interest to give you breakfast. But you don't come demanding a deposit to make sure I give you breakfast tomorrow. You're my Eved. But Terem Yisher Seyu, Koshke Yisro Yimashkin Hanivra, we are Hashem's creations. We exist at His mercy. We have to get used to the idea that we're dependent on Hashem for everything. So we're making demands on Him.
There's a concept where you can tell somebody, I'm asking for anything, I'm sure what I can do, and then we'll talk how much you're going to pay me.
Yeah.
That's such a concept.
That's a different problem, that we don't work for Hashem al-manas to get the reward. But right now He's not dealing with that aspect. He's making a list of seven things. First, He's saying it's not even logical to think that way. That in effect, you want a deposit from Hashem. First of all, the Chavis HaLovis' perspective, and the whole parak is based on that, is that a person who thinks this way, who says, I can't devote my time to learning, I can't give tzedakah, I can't do chesed, I can't live in a certain area, I have to have a very high-powered job, because I need to make sure I have enough money for my retirement, to the detriment of his spiritual life, is a person who's demanding a deposit from Hashem. That's like his chiddush.
Well, this is my mind, like, he believes that Hashem will lie. On one hand, like, what if he doesn't ask him? He's not be talking in the first place. So really,
right.
So
He's making it very real. He's giving like a mushel. So he's saying, in effect, you're demanding a deposit from Hashem. Before you work for him, you're demanding a deposit from him. Whoever the rabbo is not even supposed to be for reward at all. Even if he does what Ram said, you work and then you demand the schar. That's also not good. Kamra Maltiu Kavodam Mishamshin is Rabbi Manasal Kabul Pras. Vayech Yoyes, and how do you have the chutzpah? Lidrosh Mashkon Al Kal Koloso Lifnesha Yavod before you even start working? Val Kayotzib Omar Akosov Hal Hashem Tigmuluzos? It's not logical. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Bofan Hasheni, when you ask for a deposit, you have, okay, you know, you're going to owe me $100, $1,000, $10,000. So I want a deposit worth what you owe me. But let's say you owe me, like, we don't even know what. It's like, you're going to support me for the rest of your life, for the rest of my life. So I can't even, how can I ask for a deposit for that? Who knows what I'll need? I need food. I need a college education for all of my children. I have to marry off all of my children. I have to this, I have to that. So there's no end. Ain't sof. Bofen Hasheni Shekol Maksik. So if you don't have bitachon and you say, I won't start my life, I won't start my career of being an Eved Hashem until I have all the money in the bank that I need, so you're fooling yourself because nothing will satisfy you. I give you $1 million, you'll come up with a reason why you need $2 million. Because you have to buy all your kids' apartments. Right? I mean, you'll just... Once you accept this premise that you need everything there before you... Again, he's talking before you start your spiritual career, then aim the dover self. That's the second point. Open Hasheni, Shkola Machzik Mashkon Menamamushkon. When you take a security deposit, yeshlo tachlis, it has a gvul for the derishos of sof. Avol bal hasvara hazu, but the person who's thinking the way we're describing ain't tachlis le derishoso. There's no sof. L'fisheini yodeya, he doesn't know how much money he'll need. Maybe chas v'shalom, you know, people get old, they have needs that cost a lot of money. So he needs money in case he has a stroke, he needs money in case he has to pay a nursing home, he needs money in case this, in case that, it ain't the double self. And they calculos of a kakalos bonov, and then he has to have for all of his children, min hamozon, v'hamosoros, they want to live nicely, at sof chayehem. V'afilu amusag lo min ahon, even if he gets a money, pi kamo michdei sifko, like more than he needs to live, lo sishko nafsho, he won't be calm. His Yetzirah will tell him, no, it's not enough. Maybe this, maybe that. You have to marry off your grandchildren. I know people like this. He's not describing Mishugam in this parak. I know people like this, that they have no time to devote themselves to anything ruchni. They have this drive to make money because they feel they need the money in the bank. They don't trust Hashem. So again, he's not advocating not working at all. He's not advocating not saving your money, but make sure you spend it all before you go to sleep at night. And there were people who did that. There were people who gave it. I mean, but that's already legendary, and that's already big, big, big tzaddikim. We're not talking about that. If you have money, save it, because hey, you could even open an IRA account. I don't care. A 401k. Yeah, I got that right. But don't be obsessed by it, and don't do it at the expense of... When are you going to get to work? Right? Al Tomer L'Chef Nashnet, says in Pirkei Avos. That's what he's screaming against here. When I make... Oh, I have a plan. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to devote myself to work. I'm going to have early retirement. Then I'm going to sit and learn a whole day. Right? Meanwhile, the guy died when he was 32 years old. So he never got to his first million. But we'll get to that later, where he makes that point. That how do you know how long you're going to live? So you're pushing off your spiritual career, which is really what's going to determine your whole nitzchias and everything. You're pushing it off till you make your first million, until you have enough money in the bank, because you'll ever get there. But I'm getting ahead of it. His first point was... It's a chutzpah. It's like a worker demanding a deposit from his employer. It's like an eved demanding a deposit from his master. Before he starts working, he wants a deposit. Number two is, you'll never be satisfied. You're kidding yourself. Kikitzo nelam. Maybe I'll live till I'm 80, 90. V'yemei chayev bilti mugbolam, or any of their kamos derishah, so he doesn't know how much he'll need. So his yetzer hara will tell him, you need more, you need more, you need more. L'vishen lo tachlos etzlo below shir. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to have some kitzur shulchan aruch. The truth is, I'm not so convinced even you need money for your retirement. That's more radical than the Chayvus HaLavos. Tell your children to take care of you.
What?
He's not against saving money. He's against... A person has to make a determination. If a person says like this, I'll answer your question. He says, I need to work 9 hours a day to meet, you know, to live, to meet the mortgage payments, to pay the electric bill, to buy food, pay tuition, whatever it is, I need to work 9 hours a day. But, so that leaves me 3 hours a day to learn, let's say. I don't know what he does with the rest of his time. He sleeps, he exercises, he's stuck in traffic, whatever. Yeah, leaves me 3 hours a day. Now, I'm going to take a second job, and I'm going to only learn 1 hour a day, because with those 2 hours, I'm going to earn money and save for my children's weddings. That he would condemn. And he'd condemn. That's a lack of bitachon. You'll have money. How do you know? You know, the car breaks. It's within the normal. Maybe someone would argue with me. I think he would condemn that, and I'm telling you, it's not necessary. Yeah, you should try to save money now. Within the context of your money, you should try to save money. He's not against saving money. He's against, what he's talking against is that a lack of bitachon ruins your life, ruins your spiritual life. Because you don't, Hashem will provide. Don't worry, Hashem is quite capable. You marry them off in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't cost that much to make a wedding here. And if you don't have enough money to buy an apartment for your daughter, so she will marry someone that's not demanding an apartment. That's all. Don't worry. People get married. All these stories are. They'll get married and they'll be happy. Meanwhile, the people that have apartments are getting divorced. Chas v'shalom. I'm not wishing it on them. You understand this point? His point is that there's no end to your fear, to your, I'm afraid this will happen, that'll happen. I need a retirement fund. I need the money in case I, chas v'shalom, when I get old, right? It's like I can't rely on your children to take care of you when you're old. So you rely on Hashem. I gotta make sure. And there are definitely people that do that. They're making money for their retirement, to have a fund, you know, for medical needs. In America, people who think they're going to end up in a nursing home, they're getting rid of their money. Because they got to get on Medicaid. So they're making sure that they're liquidating all their assets. Once they start thinking about the nursing home, they start liquidating everything. Okay, we're going to start with Simon Memches. That's what I decided. We're going to learn Hilchos Brachos. And we're going to start with Simon Memches, which is Dinei Brachos on Ma'acholim HaChameshes Minei Dogon. That's basically Borei Minei Mazonos we're talking about. I mean, sometimes it's Hamotzi, obviously. We'll see. When is it bread and when is it cake, so to speak, or cookies, and only a Mazonos. Bread is like the highest form of, you have grain. Grain is, the Gemara says, has a lot of, the Gemara views grain as the basic sustenance of food of a person. not soy, and not whatever, goat's milk, tofu. The Gemara looks at grain, maybe whole grain, that doesn't talk about it. I mean, it does talk about it. The Gemara doesn't speak very kindly of whole grain. But, okay, we won't go into that. They didn't have white, but they didn't hold of eating the whole grain either. It was considered like, I don't know. We won't go there. We'll just talk about it. But certainly grain was the staple of your diet. And the highest form of the grain is to make it into bread. In other words, when you process it and make it into bread, that's the staple food, and that's why it has its own bracha, and you bench over bread. And you have to wash over bread, and it's considered the main part of the meal. You don't have to make a bracha on anything else when you're eating bread. Bread is like the highest form.
Wheat grain, right? Not barley grain.
The five species: wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Wheat is the most chashuv, but we're not going into that. We're talking about in halacha. There's five species of grain. See, rice and millet. That's like the secondary, just below, doesn't make the grade. Corn, what we call corn. In Yiddish, corn meant the maize, M-I-A-Z-E. Anyway, so if you prepare it in a way that it's your staple food, it's bread. If you prepare it in a way that it's more like cake, you know, it's more of a snack, it's more of a dessert, it's something just to chew on, it's not like your staple. We are so rich that we don't think of bread as a staple anymore. We think of bread as what you eat because you don't feel like making brachas. So you get out of brachas. They say, well, darn it, I have to bench. And you weigh, like, okay, what's more worthwhile, to make every bracha I have to make or to bench? Like, that's... it's... In Western countries, Well, I see a difference from when I moved here to now. When I moved in, I went to a simcha. I'm not talking about my house, because I have an American house, an American diet. Let's say in America or in other countries. Really, bread is, it's not the staple anymore. Really. You wash, you take a piece of bread, a bite, two bites. You have to worry about if you're eating a kazayas or not. But you have so much food. Like, the meal is the food. Food, there's so much food there.
When you go out to eat, though, most places will put out bread as a...
I don't think people... When I came to Eretz Yisrael, I told you, and I went to my first simcha, it hit me, the difference. Where basically it was bread and salads. They gave you a little piece of chicken, for the main course. But it was basically... It was lipus hapas, what the Gemara says. Like, everything was like along with the bread. But bread was the staple of the meal, and I noticed it. But I see a difference now. It's like 13, 14, 15 years later. I go to a simcha now. Again, bread is just not, it's not like it was 15 years ago. It's like much less. So I don't know halachically. I never saw anybody suggest that it has halachic ramifications. Like, it's no longer the ikar of the Suda. I don't know, you can't do that. It is, like, Hashem made it that way. It has a certain objective chashivas. But when it's prepared in a way that it's like cake or crackers, then it's takanat, and you don't make hamotzi, but it still has a special bracha because it's still the five grains. So you're making, in other words, grain would be a bor pri adama, grows from the ground. It's a bor pri adama. Because of its chashivas, because it provides sustenance, so it really has two special brachas. Borei mina mazonos, which means it's mezin, it gives us sustenance. That's when it's in the form of a cake or a... If you chew wheat, adama. Some wheat germs are adama. You have to know how it's processed. There's different companies that make it different ways. That's what we're going to be learning about. Sometimes it comes a mazonos, sometimes it stays ha'adama. So it's really ha'adama, and then it like rises in the world, it steigs, and it becomes mazonos. And in its ultimate steiging, when it reached its peak goal for which it was created, it's hamotzi. So that's what we're going to be learning about these things. Okay. Also, you see it has a chashivas. It's always the ikar food. When you eat crackers with tuna fish, you're only going to make a bracha on the cracker. I don't want to say it because maybe sometimes you'll make two brachas. Ice cream sandwich. I mean, that's what we're going to be learning about. It gets to be complicated. But in general, the rule is that a mezonos is always the ikar. Even just mezonos, not even hamotzi. That when you eat it together with something else, mezonos is the ikar and the other thing is the tofel. It's the secondary food. Like a cracker, you know, you put on tuna fish. So that's really cool that the cracker is the ikar and you'll only make a mezonos. Why do I say ice cream is different? Well, sometimes it's very clear that your main purpose is the other food. So you say, well, I'm the tuna fish. Right, maybe we'll talk about it. In general, the cracker is seen as the main food. When you eat it together, bread is so main that it covers everything. Whatever you ate for the, you don't have to eat it together with the bread. Just whatever you eat, the whole meal is considered secondary to the bread. But to be secondary to a cracker or to a cookie or to noodles for that matter, you have to eat it together. Okay. So we'll learn one sif. Lechem, bread. Again, lechem shu mechameshes minei dogon elishu pasabo bekisne. See, this is really the question. What's bread and what's cake? Pas habo bekisnin, we'll use the word cake. Siv Beis is going to tell us what is pas habo bekisnin. When is it bread? When is it cake, not bread? Right? Now he's just saying to you so, that you can process grain and it hasn't reached the level of the thing that is what we call the staple of life. Your main part of the Suda, bread. It's a lower form. Exactly what that lower form is, we'll learn in the next sif. This sif saying, when it's the lower form, so it's lechem, right? It's called pas. It's called pas habo bekisnin. We won't go into the derivation of the word. It's very difficult, very complicated. But it's pas, like if you makbid on pas akum. Everybody wants to know, seriously, you may tshuva if you makbid on pas akum. Or paspalter. So you don't have to be makbid on noodles or on breakfast or on cereal. You have to be makbid on things that are called pas. Crackers, cookies, cake. But not on, it's not mezonos, it's pas. When the pas is processed in a form that it's not bread, so then you generally, the basic bracha is mezonos and al hamichya. If you eat enough of it, This is a halacha that's too often ignored. If you eat it in a way that you treat it like bread, either you eat a lot of it, or like on an airline, they say, you know, you eat it, it's your meal. You put the tuna fish, you make a sandwich, and that's what you're eating for the lunch or supper. You're eating a tuna fish sandwich. But they say it's a mezonos roll. Not really. Because when you eat it in such a way, so we'll see what the heterim for it is. I mean, if there are heterim. Now we're learning the basic halacha. Im ochel mimenu pochos mishir kviya suda. You don't eat that much of it. So then, ain't a tzorach until it's your dime. You don't have to wash, and you don't have to make, and you don't make hamotzi, and you don't bench, you don't wash. You make a bar mitzvah mezonos and an al hamichya. But if you eat 3 pieces of pizza, 4 pieces of pizza, whatever it is, we'll be talking about it, then it's already, that's your meal. That's, you ate a kviya suda. It's no longer can be at all categorized as a snack or dessert. It's considered your meal, and you have to wash and make hamotzi and bench. Then it has a din of lechem. Now noodles, you can eat as much noodles as you want. You'll never have to wash and make hamotzi and bench. It's only pas, pas abor bekisnin. See, not all borim and amazonos are the same. That's a common error. When you have pas abor bekisnin, which we'll define in the next paragraph, generally it's crackers, something like pizza, things like that, which are really like kemat bread. So if you eat a lot of it, you really have to wash either a lot of it or you eat it as your meal. Like I said in the mezonos roll, but you're eating a tuna fish sandwich and that's your meal. Or you eat a lot of it, some say two pieces of pizza, some say three. So you really have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench. What's the, so, I mean, this is talked about, we'll learn more. Like the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, look, but by a Kiddush Shabbos, this is a big problem. Because people eat a lot. They eat cookies, they eat a lot of cookies.
First, a lot of cake.
Cake, so the Achronim look for excuses, call it, like heterim. Why aren't we makbid more to wash? So they say, I mean, it's a cooler, but the Olam sometimes paskins, you know. They say the context is also, you see, it's interesting. The halacha does not say this, but it's, the Aruch HaShulchan gives it some halachic backing because he agrees with it. It seems like, you know, like context has to do with it too. You're sitting by a kiddush, you're gnashing a lot. He says people, he talks about people walking around. Sometimes the Rav doesn't like walking around. Maybe you should allow walking around so there's less shiloh with the bracha. Because that's what he says. You're walking around, you're taking a piece of herring, you're taking a piece of cracker with herring. Like, the context is not a kviyistika context. But it's a problem. It's
when
a problem.
When you're saying their makeup, does that mean that even the Achronim that say this, they would hold that it's better to make up on them?
On what?
You eat a lot of cake and cookies at a kid.
You should really. The regular din is you have to wash, make hamotzi, and bench. Let's face it, we don't. The only thing people that I find that people are makbid on is they know when they go to the pizza store and that's their supper, and the kid, you know, I have my kids wash even on one piece of pizza when that's their supper. That's supper. So that's a kviyas of a suda. That's not for me, but for my kids, right? That's, okay, we'll stop here. I'm gonna catch a 9:45 bus.
Okay,
you wanna talk for 10 minutes? I don't wanna keep you.
Okay.
I couldn't put together the Achnosis clock in time. I have to think of a...
You don't need to do that.
I want an Al Tzkovot for the clothing. I made a big deal out of it 3 years ago. I put. You were kind enough. I think it's wonderful. I can't tell you. I want to talk about how choshev it is. It's a chashivus. It's like that nice, almost, I feel. I mean, how can I have said I didn't ready? I want to do it when we get the trail. No, it couldn't be. I want to do it when we have the trail in Yecheskel. I don't have the trail in Yecheskel. Right, that's what he's writing. When we do the trails with Yecheskel, maybe Hanukkah. So, if he has it by then, I don't know. Do you know a time frame?